From scratch.
Welcome to this week's From Scratch. I'm Martin Cousins and...
My name is Nigel Payne.
This week, good listener, we have a couple of book recommendations for you. Nigel's been leafing through two books, The Alliance by Reid Hoffman and Future of the Professions by Daniel and Richard Susskind. So, Nigel, tell us why we should be reading these books.
For very different reasons, Martin. If we start with the first one, Richard and Daniel Susskind's book, The Future of the Professions, it is what it says it is. It actually looks at how all of the professions are going to be transformed by technology, particularly by artificial intelligence and machine learning. And they set that in a very, very interesting context. And then they just run through in the second part. I just list the people that they talk about. It's quite impressive, I think, that they've managed to tackle a whole bunch of professions, such as architecture, management consulting, tax and audit, journalism, law, divinity, education, health. No one is left unscathed in this ravage. And what they do is focus on what is slightly unique about each different profession, and then what is general and generic about those professions, and what will come out of it as well. It's actually quite a positive book. It's not saying you're doomed. It's saying your role is going to change, and you're going to be able to up your game and operate more efficiently and more effectively. And, you know, I've just been dealing with a solicitor firm, and I have to say that inefficiency is their byword. It's their second name. You know, the amount of time they take just on simple administrative tasks. And if I had to deal with a computer that just did all that for me, and I had a sign off from a human being, a solicitor, who said, yes, this is right, and the processes were all automated, you'd save a huge amount of time and money. And it's the same everywhere. And there are some real challenges. Now, if you think of the legal profession, the hierarchy of the legal profession is that you're an associate and then you're a lawyer, and you do a lot of the kind of grunt work in the early days. You do the case law, you research and investigate and bring together the information that the partners then use to formulate their case. Well, if you've got machines doing all that, then there's no need for so many lawyers working their way up to partner. But if there are no lawyers working their way up to partner, how do you get partners? You can't come in at 23 and be a partner. That will bankrupt the profession. So there's a lot of choices to be made about direction and how those professions might turn out. So I think it's really very, very good. And so, can I just say the last part, which is the implications of all of that? He talks about really, really interesting topics such as trust, reliability, and quasi-trust, the moral limit of the marketplace, the lost craft, personal interaction, empathy, and what is good work, and what is an expert. Good stuff, you know, that's kind of, these are generic questions that should be asked in this age. I'm sorry to interrupt, Martin.
No, so that's a good book to immerse yourself in what AI and machine learning might bring to the workplace, and to understand kind of the leaps that organizations are going to be making, including the ones that you're probably in. So it's you know, it's just a good one to kind of educate oneself on where technology is taking us. So that's great.
I think that's right. And so therefore it's a sort of, in some ways you could see it as a generic book about the grander implications of technology. Not, you know, I got a new iPhone app, but how does it change the world? Yeah. That's really important.
And I think it's a worthwhile thing to be doing, rather than living in constant fear and anxiety of what's coming up. Because I think this idea of, you know, automation, I think, can just breed a lot of anxiety for everyone. So
and you're all doomed. It's just rubbish. You know, it's just so naive and simplistic. It's complicated. And this book actually says that it's complicated.
Okay, so what have we got in The Alliance then by Reid Hoffman? What does that?
Well, Reid Hoffman is the founder of LinkedIn. And one of the articles I read recently was that the reason why Microsoft bought LinkedIn was not for LinkedIn, although obviously that has value, but for Reid Hoffman, which has even more value. And interestingly, in the last few weeks, Reid Hoffman has been drafted onto the board of Microsoft. So Reid Hoffman is a very interesting character, and he has thought very deeply about the relationship between worker and organization in the light of just a whole changing marketplace for work, brought about partly, or maybe mostly, by new technology. So he calls the existing model, and I love this word, reciprocal self-deception. In other words, we have a work relationship now where no one trusts anyone else. So the workplace doesn't trust the worker because they think they're going to clear off. Worker doesn't trust the workplace because it thinks there's no loyalty or any kind of commitment to the long term. So the alliance is really about looking at different models around workplace and looking at things like network intelligence in the workplace, corporate alumni networks, what that means, building alignment, creating the idea of a tour of duty. What is transformation in terms of work experience? So he's doing some very interesting, or he's crunching into some very interesting issues. And I think he's done it really well. It's very readable. It says on the cover that it's a New York Times bestseller, but I only came across it recently. It's not been around a long time, but I only came across it very recently. And I think anyone who is working in this world should give this book a going over. It's a very interesting, provocative, and intelligent account. And it's a very humane book as well. I think I like Reid Hoffman. I'd really like to meet him. He just sounds like a good guy who has thought long and deeply about how work is transforming. And out of that, in a sense, comes LinkedIn. And you can see how, in the context of this book, you would come up with an idea like LinkedIn, which transforms the individual workplace and focuses on the individual and the individual's work-based network. So LinkedIn comes out of the book and the book comes out of LinkedIn. Both of those things work together. But I respect him and I really respect this book. And it's not just a kind of Yahoo, tech is great kind of book. It's a very thoughtful account of the way work is changing. Good read.
So between those two books, we've got a kind of a way of getting into some of the thinking around where work is going, yeah, on the technology side, and just generally the impact that is having on our relationship with organizations and their relationship with us. So yes, they sound like two good books for anyone who's in L&D or HR or anything to do with how organizations work and how the people function within all those organizations. So Nigel, thank you very much. I'm going to get stuck into them because I haven't read them yet. And reciprocal distrust or whatever it was from Reid Hoffman. I'm glad to say I have lots of reciprocal trust in this From Scratch podcast. So on that note, let's leave it there and we'll see you next time.
Always a pleasure, Martin. Thank you. From Scratch.